Let's get this shit going.
Something like that. It's not even a podcast, just a real conversation about relative relations. Real people, real topics. Number one black podcast in the city.
Late nights that I can't even feel my face.
It's J.O.'s, a.k.a. DJ King, bring the vibes.
You said it was just a phase. Not sure that'll ever change. Will it ever change?
Look.
Rebel and tequila keep me up right in the night.
Gotta bring the vibes, so.
I'm listening.
I got a lot of people in the building with me. I got DJ.
Come
on, man, that's a chef right over there, man. You know what I'm saying? If y'all niggas need something to eat, y'all gotta holler at DJ Foods, man. Trust me, this nigga cooking everything. All sorts of shit. Jackfruit. Niggas is doing wild shit. Like, y'all niggas ain't even thought about it. Look, I got Gladys, never the saddest. No Pips. Oh, wait, I fucked that shit up.
Why'd you do that?
I did. It's Gladys never the saddest to the baddest. No pills from me and this bitch. Okay. I don't know what I did. I've been sipping. That Taylor port, it's your fault. So I just do the accountability all off of myself. Just ridiculous. I got...
Kayla's
with my nizzle. Yeah! Made your partnership by Kelsey. You know what I'm saying? The rest of these bitches just be doing makeup. Like, you know what I'm saying? They ain't got no artwork with that shit. That shit ain't motherfucking, like,
you
unique.
Better recognize.
Yeah, get that shit the fuck out of here. That shit blah, bitch.
Period.
Like, I got Trilly Million ain't a party unless Million is motherfucker, you already know. And I got my homie Tron, the lobby boy, Cleveland Heights stand up. What's popping, man? The most blessed, highly favored, the homie, man. What we doing? What we doing? I still got the vibes coming. It's not even a podcast. It's more topics. Fuck y'all niggas and your other podcasts, man. Like, we got more bonus episodes and y'all niggas got real episodes. This shit nuts. I'm just talking my shit. I gotta pop my shit sometimes. Look, I got a real question for y'all. Gladys said we should do this shit serious first.
I want to hear more. Keep talking.
All right, so when it comes to parents and their kids, right, what percentage of what the parents want is more important, like, for their kids versus what the kids want for themselves? Mm. Yeah, y'all want it serious. You know what I'm saying? I got that. I got other topics. Y'all want a different topic?
Probably like 75.
Wait, what's 75?
Parents want, like, the percentage-wise,
75%. Like, what you want for your kid life?
Yeah, more than what they actually want for themselves. That's what I get. It's more. Like,
are you talking about for a time period? Does this change? Like, when I'm 37 years old, what my parents want is still 75% more important than what I want for myself?
In a parent's
perspective, point of view,
like,
now,
I mean,
talking about period. We not talking about...
No, so it's different. Like, I feel like my mother... No matter how old I get, like, I still feel like it's 75% of what she wants for me as opposed to what I want for
really?
Myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like me, on the back end, like, you know, like, I feel like the percentage lessens as, like...
No, I'm asking you, like, what you think is supposed to be.
Oh.
Of what matters. Not what the parents think. They generally think 87% of what the fuck they
yeah,
think
like
is supposed
said,
to take place. 92, like, you know what I'm saying? Hit ass. Like, nigga, I'm gonna smoke weed, ma. Sorry. Like, but alright. Twan, would you, like, somebody...
I feel like
30%.
I feel like the importance of what my parents want, that should be 30%. The other 70% is mine. So it's okay for them to have, like, a 30%. But
so you telling me when you in second grade, when you decide,
not second grade.
What percentage of what they want?
It changes over time then. You can't.
Somebody's an adult.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I said what percentage of what the parents want matters versus what the kids want.
As an adult, I don't think it matters.
You think it changes with time, y'all?
Yeah.
Everybody
think
that?
Yeah,
what are you asking? Like, age range? Because it does change.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
So
at least for
I'm
the
asking
child,
a question.
Not
I'm,
for the parent.
For the
I feel like the
parents gonna have like this set goal for the child, no matter what.
Yeah.
The child's gonna be like, it's gonna change because they're growing.
But eventually, I'm gonna have more input, so I'm gonna want more of the percentage of what I'm, more of the control of my life.
Pretty much,
it depends on the parents.
But also, as a kid, the kids do get some amount of say-so,
We're just making the assumption that the parent actually cares, Because there's some parents that don't. But the parents actually, care.
Yeah.
They always have a goal for their
child. Parents give you a certain amount of leeway.
Okay, so, listen. So, detail it for me. What age does it change? What is the percentage change? Is it a gradual shift? Talk to me. Like, these are, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, the kids go to
DJ,
school.
DJ, you ain't
saying
that.
Who are
they
influenced by?
Yeah, I don't. Not chime in on this. Not at all.
You don't got no answers? DJ, like, shout out to some answers. So you on camera now.
I want to play it safe.
Play it safe? Okay. So what's the safe answer?
No answer, I think, is what he's saying. Hey!
What
it's
the?
Good.
Wait, why is that the safe answer?
I don't know. I don't wanna.
You are a parent, so what kind of goals do you have for your child? Would you say like it would be at a percentage of? Like, I say, I believe you're 75.
I know that 80%. My children are more mature than most children. I don't want to be an asshole and say that, but I know that they are.
Okay.
No, that's actually good because you feel like you understand your kids.
Okay. So you feel like...
And that means that you feel like you allow them to have more percentage over the control in their life.
Oh, yeah. My daughter asked for a pocket knife, and I was like, I wonder what color I'm going to get her. It wasn't an
But that's based on the fact that you've, like, influenced them with how to shoot. Like, you've influenced them with how to live in the outdoors. Like, you know what I'm saying? Your daughter's crazy camping trips.
If the world came to shit, then they know what to do. That's the right point.
So you don't think that has to do with your percentage of what you want for your kids versus what they want for themselves?
It's not necessarily what I want. It's what I...
Don't you think that's like what you wanted for them is now built in them and they want that for themselves as well?
It's not necessarily what I want. I feel that it's more of a need because I need them to be able to survive without me or if the world came to shit.
Again, you influenced
them. Yeah, that's sure.
Yeah.
And that speaks to your percentage.
Yep.
I mean, I got
it. I'm not trying to get you to answer the question, but I'm just trying to get you to maybe look at the question like in ways that you don't think that it is right. Politically incorrect.
Okay.
If I'm going to answer it, I don't know if I asked everybody. Did I ask everybody?
No, you didn't. Go ahead.
If I'm going to answer it, I'm going to say, I would be down for there being an age switch.
Age switch?
Yeah, for like the majority of percentage.
For?
Of what the kids want versus what the parents want.
Okay.
I think in the early formative years, like the very early formative, you know what I'm saying, as a baby, like, you know what I mean? Through elementary... I think I'm probably up through like maybe freshman, sophomore year of high school. What the parents want is probably in a high majority. About sophomore to junior year, I think it needs to get closer to even.
Is it even?
Closer to even.
Okay.
Than whatever it was.
Which makes sense because that's when they start to find themselves. Like, they start discovering their selves.
Mm-hmm. And they're, like...
As a teenager in high school, you start discovering who you are.
Like, you're capable of making some decisions. I think that somebody's input on your decisions is paramount. But I think that, like, if you're not... As a parent, if you're not able to influence what your kids want... Like, you're not able to, like, influence what their wants are, then you already fucked up. Uh-huh. Because what they want does matter because it's their life. So at a certain point in time, if you're not able to, like, influence the outcome of the and positive outcomes and what they want, they're not looking up to you for the answers, that's your fault and you fucked up. But what they want matters more.
Right.
You just put them in a position where they, like, slightly don't want to go with the guidance of their parent. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And that definitely happens.
That definitely happens.
And then you have some teenagers that actually...
Yeah, because at a certain point in time, like I said, probably around sophomore, junior year, at least when we was growing up, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, these kids nowadays, I don't know, it's probably like sixth grade. But when we was growing up, it was sophomore, junior year when, you know what I'm saying, as a dude... Like, when fucking got introduced to the table. I don't know. Like, for me, I feel like when fucking got introduced to the table and shit like that, like, to a degree, like, you start walking around with a different type of, like...
You don't need to tell me what to do. Okay? I already know what I want.
Is that okay?
It doesn't make it okay. It's not about being okay. It has to do with, like, discovering little things about yourself. I don't think it has to do with being okay. I think it just has to do with, like, them just finding themselves. They're just discovering things. That's usually what
it is. Don't think that, like, at the point in time when somebody's able to, like, start...
To start what?
If you discovered yourself, get out of my house. Bye.
What?
Thank you, Twine. You know we got some strong... Yeah. You know
if
got
you
some
discover
strong
me, if you got all the answers and you got it all figured out, leave.
I disagree.
You don't want to listen.
I'm sorry, I disagree. You don't want to listen. That doesn't mean they're not listening.
When I'm saying discover, like, just fit. You have all the answers. You don't want to listen to none of your parents say. Oh, you don't care.
That's different.
That's
different.
That's
what I
was. I'm going to give you pushback.
Okay, I get
you. Don't think that as a parent, one, we had this conversation here before, like, you know what I'm saying, as a parent, you don't feel that you owe everything to your kids?
Yeah.
Everything that you can give them. So even when they disagree with you, like, you know what I'm saying, and they don't follow and they don't abide by your rules, don't you feel that due to the fact that you, like, you know what I'm saying, brought them here and, like, at a certain point in time, you don't have your frills, like, you don't have your fair share of frills. You don't have your fair share of pussy. You don't have your fair share of outside time. And anything else you're doing is just, it's just fun time. Like, you just here. Like, you know what I'm saying? You kind of, like, trying to pay it forward almost. Mm-hmm. Like, you having fun and getting your kicks, but you still want to pay some shit forward. Mm-hmm. So, like, with your kids, you owe everything to them. Mm-hmm. So, even though they not listening to you and they fucking off, they doing whatever you want to, you don't feel like it's still in your best interest to try to figure out how to be in their corner to the point that they want to look up to you.
Obviously, yeah.
Because you don't feel like you fucking up as a parent if your kids don't want to look up to you.
I don't want to enable them to think that that's okay, like the rebelling. I understand that's what teenagers do, but I feel like a lot of parents enable it in this new age. Like,
but you don't think kicking the kid out when they rebel is enabling it?
Not necessarily, because I'm going to end up making you come back.
How you going to make them come back? What if they succeed?
Huh?
What if they succeed out there?
What if they succeed?
Yeah, like when you throw a kid... Like you throw a kid out. Don't worry what they do. Let me just ask you. Listen. You throw a kid... I hear you. That's brazen. If you throw a kid out and the kid go out there and they don't necessarily succeed, but they succeed in, like, he's got a 401k at 17. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking like...
Talking about come across some money, like, and can fend for their own, but, like...
Just scrap and figure out how to make it, and whatever decision they make, keep their ass alive.
Kids that grow up too fast do that. But the kids that don't grow up too fast, they bring their ass right back home.
Sure.
Right.
Well, do you think that when you throw the kid out, that doesn't come back home right away and goes and, like, you know, figures out how to get some money and gets a Greyhound ticket and gets to, like, Arizona and works in a diner? Because I feel like...
What the fuck?
I feel like they pay well.
I'm sick of your shit,
I was just in Denver, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Man, that's funny.
It's the people at the diner that didn't come from Denver.
Funny.
Like, but I'm just saying, like, when the kid, like, yeah, when the kid decides to figure out how to go make it, not necessarily gloriously on their own, you don't feel like as a parent you fucked up?
I mean, I did the best I could. I didn't fuck up.
Because
you can do your best, and these kids are still, you know, like, do what they're going to do.
What's your best if you let them,
like... you know, they lived in a nice area. Two parents in the house grew. you know, y'all married, both sides of the family is there, you know, they don't have a want.
But you still kicked them out because they ain't listen to you?
I mean, not necessarily listen, but just like rebelling and being disrespectful.
You don't feel like at a certain point in time like this?
I mean, it happens, like, but it's levels to the disrespect.
100%.
That's what I'm saying. So if I come in the house and you in here fucking and you 13, like, that's a problem.
You don't feel like there's a thing on the parent?
Well, it definitely has to do with the parent, like what's going on.
I don't think sometimes it has nothing to do with the
young
parent.
Young DJ. What? How? You good?
Because it's like, like I said, you could do everything by the book right, and the kid will still drift off because they're influenced by TV, they're influenced by others, music. But
again, that's definitely modified by the parents.
Yeah, and also...
How? When they got access to stuff other places. So you could stop them from doing stuff in
house. It's a form of guidance.
You could still guide them, and they can still drift somewhere else.
Well, then... It still is.
You're not guiding someone if they're not following you.
It's still
a form. I feel like what Twine's saying is you can do the best you can as a parent. They're still an individual. They're still a person on their own. They got their mind on their own. They're going to do what they want regardless of all the guidance that you give them and the love you show them. They still have a mind of their own.
Love is one thing, but guidance is another.
You can guide somebody.
Right. And they still go all the way.
Murder. Jeffrey Dahmer could have been guided by his parents and he still went out and was a serial killer.
There's a story behind him and he was an
individual and he made his own choice.
He definitely wasn't guided.
Feel like there's a difference between someone telling you what they feel is the right thing to do or telling you right and wrong, good and bad, those words are like kind of subjective. I don't like using them that much. Alright, so boom. If there's somebody that's telling you what they feel is positive, what they feel is like something that is for your success, and they're not putting themselves in a position where you look to them with any amount of admiration or any amount of respect to what the fuck they saying, regardless of what you saying,
for sure.
Do you not think that the stature that you hold with that person matters?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And if you don't hold stature with people, you don't feel like you're fucking up, because if you got a message to tell to somebody, you need to be able to get the stature to get it off, or else you're fucking up with the message. Am I tripping?
I mean, it's a respectable manner, so it's not necessarily tripping, because if you don't, you're kind of being selfish and you're teaching them to be selfish. Therefore, you know, they're just going to be just like you, because again, that's a form of influence. You are influencing your child to be as selfish as they are. But if you show them otherwise, well, then most likely they're going to take that in consideration and behave the same way you are. That's how kids are.
Kids look up to somebody.
Teenagers are different. Kids, yeah.
Kids turn into teenagers.
Right.
And they look up to somebody. If you a parent and your kids just innately, because kids will innately look up to their parents. If you do something to fuck up the formula of your kids looking up to you,
You don't. That's my thing. Because it's parents that don't.
I see what you're saying.
It's parents that don't, that do it by the book.
Okay, but.
Well, sure. And then their kids look up to them.
Again, it is your job.
I'm not talking about the book. Yeah, there are parents that keep their kids looking up to them. And their kids look up to them forever.
Can I say something?
And it's. Go.
What is the kid being influenced by? Because if it's not you, it's somebody else.
TV.
Okay, right. So therefore, it is the parents' responsibility to find out what it is they're being influenced. And they do have that control, whether they're a teenager or not. If they're living in your household, you absolutely have the control of being what it is that they're being influenced
somewhat,
by.
Yeah.
No, you do.
But when they leave their house, you don't.
Well, you don't. But when they're in the house, you don't have to do it in a manner that's like so controlling, because teenagers, if you want to talk about teenagers, they don't like to be controlled. They don't. Mm-hmm. Because they're at the stage where I already know who I am. They think they do.
They like to be respected.
Yeah, and they do. They like, oh, you know, you don't understand me. I've gone through this. But in our eyes, yes, we've been there, done that. So yeah, you don't have to behave like I've been there, done that. You want to meet them at their level, literally at their level, mm-hmm. You know? So it is your job. Yes, there is a form of control yet.
But it takes place by being able to meet them at their level, but also let them know that you're at a different level, and also make them respect the level that you on, and also make them admire and want to get to, like, there's a difference between, like, building a relationship with somebody that's positive, where they want to, like, take your advice, and they want to, like, maybe not necessarily be exactly who you are. They got their own dreams, but they look to you and they look up for support. They look up to you for admiration, and they follow your discipline and they follow shit. And there's the difference between somebody that's just over you and you know that I just gotta be real quiet when I come in the house. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, if they feel that way, then that means they're not comfortable coming to you, you know? And they feel like they're just being, you know, controlled in a way. If your child is feeling that way, whatever age it is, they're still living in your household, they feel like they cannot come to you. So clearly, someone else is influencing them, whether it's a friend,
they go to somebody,
an uncle, an aunt, a sibling, it doesn't matter. TV, because clearly electronic is making a big impact, but still, we still have control. You don't have to, like, be so demanding, but you can be understanding, and they're more likely to be open, where you can meet them at the same page, and they can understand, like, yeah, you are the parent, and I get it, mom or dad, you know. Mm-hmm. And they don't have to be so rebellious. If they feel like they're just, like, constantly getting attacked, well, yes, they're going to be rebellious, yeah, for sure.
But, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. DJ Sleep.
All right, so. But Swiss Bees.
Hey, DJ. DJ.
I want to hear more. Keep talking.
I got one for him. Yeah, I wanted to ask niggas a question. I wanted to switch speeds. I wanted to do all of them things. Like, you know what I'm saying? Next time, we're going to start with jokes. And then we're going to get serious. But I had a question for niggas. I wanted to know one thing. You ready?
Yes.
Yep,
DJ's
ready. Yep.
Everybody's ready.
How y'all ask for sex?
Body language.
How do you ask for sex?
Body language.
Body language.
Are you next to me or am I calling you?
Paint me a picture.
You can approach them, they can approach you. It's body language.
How y'all ask for sex? Like, how does it happen? You body language. It didn't say
anything. You got body language. You got text messages. You got, you know. You got all kind of...
If I'm next to you, I just be naked.
What the hell?
It's just like, fuck it. I'm just going to go all in.
Oh, my way. You would just be naked.
Since I'm going to need you to chill.
I'm
here. Where's the sound?
We're just terrible.
It's action. It's action. It's action.
Yo, that's terrible.
Definitely hot. Definitely
hot. She said, fuck it. Why not?
And if you're not next to me, I need you. That's the text message I'm going to send.
Okay. All right, sister. No way to try to ask for sex. No way.
DJ.
She just said.
How do you?
She said, take her clothes off. I don't even say shit. Just take them off. I said foreplay. Somebody said text.
You said, like, you just get foreplay started. Got you.
Body language.
What's body language?
Body language is...
A Sierra song. I know.
It's body. Like,
yeah, like we in bed. The pushback.
He dancing around the house. Like, that's the
pushback. Like, what you gonna do with it? You gonna go to the airport.
You gonna
go to the airport. I'm gonna be on...
My side of the bed.
Oh, okay.
That's enough on me. Girl, are you having a nightmare?
That's wild. Did you
hate the best? To push up on me, yes. And not say nothing?
Yes, I'm having a nightmare.
You don't have to.
What about a wink?
Save me, please.
Is that strange?
How is that great? A wink?
I wish a nigga would. That's great.
That's right, Kelsey. That's right. Like, what?
You in bed and she put that thing on you. Like, it's the thing.
No, you definitely waking up. You already know, hint.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You know, there's no questions. Hint. You know, like, okay, that's a tap on the shoulder. Let's go.
And you know what that means.
I'm taking my bottles off. You really
hold up. Like
now I'm sleeping naked if it's the wrong cue.
DJ.
He's half naked. DJ, would you do body language too? You Sierra? What's going on?
I like body language. I like foreplay throughout the day, though.
What does that mean as a man? Like, you rub your ass on her and talk to me. Like, what's going on?
No, like, I like foreplay throughout the day. Foreplay could be anything from, I do little shit like bite my chick on her ass a lot.
Just bite her on her ass. Okay. All right.
And then just, that's it. I just leave it at that.
Yeah, I mean, right.
Is that good? But look, do you get naked like take your socks off? That's crazy. Because that's crazy to not say nothing to me and you're getting naked.
Well, you get naked.
What I'm saying is like you taking your socks off, your everything, like.
My socks probably
stay up. Like, is the house on fire and we gotta get the fuck up out of here? I'm just saying, because I don't want the shit to catch on fire, so we're about to get the fuck up out of here.
No, you don't take off your damn clothes at the house.
I'm saying, like,
no, you grab somebody and get the fuck out. That's what you do.
That's not gonna make you a tough guy or nothing. That's not gonna intrigue you more.
If we chilling and you can take your shit off, you good? What the fuck is you doing? That's why I think foreplay is like,
that's a form of foreplay.
Just getting butt ass. Imagine, man, that's like creepy.
Getting butt ass naked is not foreplay. That's definitely 7 play. Or 12 play. That's 12 play. That's 12 play.
I'm saying, like, look, let me tell you why it's creepy.
That is, I'm trying to stand you up.
I feel like it's only
quick.
Creepy if a nigga do it. Like,
that's what I'm saying. So, look.
Hell no. I'm being like, what are you doing?
It's creepy if a nigga do it.
Like, what are you doing?
If you chilling on the couch, Netflix and chill, and the nigga just start coming up out of shit,
that's
creepy.
That's how it's going.
It's creepy.
Fuck
but
it.
If I do it, I never get turned down. If you talking about it.
See, look. That's like Friday at the next. He like, don't fight this shit. Like, what the fuck? Hold on. Wait a minute. Wait, I didn't come for this. You got me fucked up.
Nah, y'all.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, you just get neck without saying something.
Damn, why you gotta put Netflix and shit bullshit?
I don't be saying like, that, though.
No, because it's not all about just taking off clothes. You don't just take off clothes. There's looks, too. But it's just like, you know, you're getting excited. You just like, there's more excitement to it, okay? It's not just like, you don't just like go up to the person and just be like,
take your pants off.
Like, let's go. Like, no, you don't do shit
the
like
pants
that.
Pants off is cool for me. But you just pop top, like, what the fuck going on? Like, what we doing?
You don't just like,
I don't understand. I do understand, but pants off is cool. Like, a woman take her pants off, like, all shit. Yeah.
What?
Naked.
Nah, I know.
Naked, that's
if the chick come over to chill and she take her pants off,
wild.
I know it's going. Like, it's probably going. Like, it's
like booty naked?
Booty naked.
Yes.
Booty me.
That's wild to me.
Twan, that's the only way you can put it in. Like, you gotta get the pants off.
Pause.
We
can put it in. Well, I guess.
Nah, we talking about. Like, yeah,
okay,
like,
right.
Yeah, like, yeah. No. Nah.
I'm just talking.
No, just that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't even a pause. You can play it. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's the only way you put it in.
No,
right?
What you do is you, like, you get a seat wherever the fuck you are. If you're in the bed, you just, like, okay, let's go.
Right, yeah.
What are we doing? If you standing up, what you do is you just be like, where the fuck is the chair? We get a seat. And you just be like, I'm ready.
That's the personal experience.
What are you doing?
That's what you do.
I'm so
like,
you
just get prepared.
I'm
about to get
naked thing.
I didn't.
It was
so exactly.
Is it smooth? Like, do you smoothly take
your
shit off?
Yes, you do.
Okay, I'm with you.
I mean, and even if you don't, you looking at the person.
What does smoothly take your shit off mean?
He's talking about like
strip.
Like, no,
like, I ain't really
like not like.
We don't need no strip.
Like, I'm sexy. Take your shit off.
That's what I thought.
No, nobody's talking to
that. That's what
like
I thought.
It would be enticing. Why would you?
Okay, time out.
That's why I said, like,
time out.
I don't know.
No, time out. If a person is going.
Sexy, my clothes off. Like, y'all feel way.
But wait, but look, what if I'm looking at the TV, I look up your shoulder,
and I made it. If you look at the movie,
then I'm like, whoa.
If you look at the movie and then you look back and I'm naked.
But do you give a look? Do you give a look?
Of course.
What am I looking? What is the look for?
The look is the invite.
Of course it is.
I'm not just mentioning this.
That don't mean you want to fuck.
That does not mean.
What does that mean?
I just ask, oh Lord, and I don't. If that don't mean I want to fuck, what else does it mean?
You might go to sleep with all your clothes on. You know,
you're not sleeping.
Do you know that some people take a shit with all their clothes on? You got
to
shit.
You ain't not taking a shit with all your clothes on.
No,
that at that point,
typically,
it's a turn off. Like, you know what? I'm about to go to sleep. You just fucked the shit up.
What if she just getting comfortable?
Good fucking night.
I don't think I've ever been in a situation where Bowen is just, okay, I'm about to go to sleep. Ass naked.
Right.
I'm about to
don't touch me.
Throw the dick all on your thigh.
Don't touch me.
Unless there's some kind of argument going, but no. No. Unless it was an argument.
All right,
come on. Man.
I cannot with the music selection. What is
that? We don't need
no Christmas. It was supposed to. I get it, though. I do.
Like,
I feel it, though.
Who's doing? Like, I was waiting for Chris Brown. I did not want Twista. I wanted Chris Brown.
No,
I'd
rather
Twista.
Right.
Like, but, No, some chicks will let you get... We're getting naked, but they playing and they on bullshit. Maybe they on bullshit. I've never had that experience.
That's funny. He's like, hold on, we have to run out the house.
I misread that one time.
Where she got naked?
Okay, so.
No, she didn't get naked. She just. She wore a very small dress. But it was such in the evening.
The way that she dressed doesn't mean that she wants something, DJ.
But then she let her tell me. She was like, she let her tell me, she was like, you didn't see what I had on? And then when I seen her the next time, I was trying to be respectful. You know what I'm saying?
She said she was comfortable.
Yeah. She
get
one thumb. She got.
I just.
He was like, oh, got it. I thought she was comfortable the first time. Second time, I was like, oh, you definitely comfortable.
You
so am I.
Down. You about to be in motherfucking Tom Cruise and top flight. You're going down.
After the first time, it was already noted.
Yeah, the first time, I was just trying to be cool because it was just like on some cordial shit because the way we met. And then she's like, you didn't see what I had on? I'm like, yeah. I thought you were just chilling, you know? Thought that's how you be in a house.
That's fair.
That's why you gotta get naked.
With
a little clothes, like if you try to be sexy with a little clothes, they don't understand.
I guess it just depends on the guy because he's like, oh, are you comfortable? And he's like, whoa, what's going on? Are you hot? Like,
I'm saying, though, like,
I've been around women that's gotten undressed in front of me. It's nothing to it.
Yeah, it's just like, fuck it.
Like, I've been around women.
How did you learn that was like, I don't want to know. Anyway, right. All right. Okay, like.
I don't like doing a lot.
This one.
This, I feel like that's the least.
She don't want to just say it.
It's
she
a
just
lie. Like, just, I don't feel like doing a lot. I feel like that's sexy shit.
No, I remember being in college and that was the thing. Niggas was always talking about, like, that was the thing. Like, you gotta pull your dick out. So I pulled my dick out a few times and it worked. Like, you know what I mean?
Yo, that's awkward.
No, you do gotta up me. No homo. You gotta up me.
Oh, be lucky.
But look, but now I know, like, weird.
Nah, you just gotta pick your moment.
Yeah, but hey, hey.
You
can take minutes.
Hey, that's why. I was understood 12 when he asked you, like, when is the moment to get naked? Because it's a Spartan moment in the Netflix and chill or the DVD and chill. Because you up your meat or you got to do it at the right time.
What?
Yeah, but look, though, it's like a
nah.
Look, it's like she rub on your thigh. Are y'all,
yeah.
You up on her.
Yeah, like,
she, you. All right, she, okay, cool, what's happening?
It's not really that you up on her. You it's just that it's coming through the belt, and it's more comfortable to flip it up against
why
her stomach.
Why is that weird?
Nah.
What he said.
Nah.
See that? What he said.
Hey.
Hey.
Like,
hey,
maybe it has to.
No, sometimes you don't.
This is outrageous right now. I got to.
Kelsey, I understand what you're saying. Like, yeah,
that ain't bullshit.
A booty butt ass naked is a bit aggressive. It's a bit more than oven meat because it's everything. Like, it's a difference between, like, if, like, I'm not a girl, like, so it's a difference between pulling your titty out and getting booty butt ass naked. It's a difference between upping your meat and your shoulders being exposed. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what?
If I take my shirt off, my shoulders is exposed. If I up my meat, all I gotta do is
flip
this
waist.
Upping
your meat is crazy.
Please time out.
What is upping your meat?
Whip your dick out. Gladys, come on.
Oh, okay. Why can't you just say that, though?
Whip your dick out. Because that's what we used to say back in the day. Upping meat.
So you're upping meat. Okay.
It's like if we chilling, we watching TV, I cut the music on. There's some R&B on, you know, we chilling, we vibing, we drinking. You kissing me, you touch me, then you do it. Not like as soon as you walk in the door, I just up on you. Hey, welcome to my
hey.
Why not, like, though? Why fucking not, though?
What the fuck is 15 years ago?
Like, why not? There's all kind. It doesn't have to be like the but mediocre so type of way. You can have it all kind of ways. Why not?
Let's go!
Okay.
The only reason I wouldn't do it as soon as you walk in because that might not be what you want.
She wants you to trade songs in. Feel me?
Shit, fuck
she
that.
She wants you to trade songs in.
Okay, well, hey.
Any shape or form, why not? She's going to be in shock. You set in the fucking mood. She's going to be like, give it to me, daddy. Like, why not?
Or.
Exactly. That's going to be Kelsey.
You said or.
Okay, these are the kind of reactions you're going to get. You're going to get a Kelsey reaction. Look at her reaction. Yeah. She'd be like, oh, I don't know if I'm ready
Millie
for that,
like,
baby.
I swear, I said you was my girl earlier.
What is yours, Millie?
You was my girl earlier.
It looks like Millie's going to be very bashful. She'd be like, I don't know what to do. So you got to take control.
You don't want to just see it. Okay.
Glasses is on just go with the flow. That's how I am.
You're rethinking that statement you made earlier, aren't you?
No, I don't want you to be a dick on me.
I don't. But like I said, Millie's going to be very bashful.
Come on.
Hey, she's butt ass naked. She's talking about you better come rope to this room. Better come rope or tie to this room.
After I take my clothes off, that's the side that's going down. So, of course, yes, then. So, but, like, I don't want you to do it.
Me.
Don't do it first.
All right, so
don't do it first.
Don't do it first.
Don't you show no kids.
She contradicts her own action.
Let me do it. It's different
from
what
we're
doing. You contradict your own action. I can do it
when
you can't.
That's funny as fuck. That's weird as fuck that y'all say that.
I don't know.
A woman can do it, but a man can't. So what you telling me? So okay, so time out. So what you? Oh, I'm about to man. Let me dive into it like a fucking.
We didn't land no.
What you talking about? So what you telling me is? What you telling me is a woman can say, oh yeah, let me what?
Yeah.
I'm ready. You can actively say. say you want to what?
Ready, let me.
You ready to have sex?
Can I?
So you can't. You can.
Can I tell you the answer?
My nipples hard, my pussy wet, but I can't walk past you with my dick in my left pocket because it's hanging so because I'm hard. But you be, oh,
no,
I'm like,
no,
what?
That's different.
I didn't say up in the dick. I said walk past you with a hard dick.
Okay.
Pocket in my left pocket.
That's okay.
So how is that? So how is that not the same thing?
I might take my clothes.
You're okay with it. It just getting hard.
What I'm saying is, how is that not the same thing?
I know, can I?
It's a dick.
Why not?
That's normal.
Okay. So, okay, time out. Question for the ladies. So if it didn't get hard, would you be offended?
Hell no.
Thank you. Bullshit.
All right, DJ. I'm gonna answer you.
And it didn't get hard, yep.
Offended as fuck. I'm never talking.
I'm gonna answer you. Listen, all right, look. The way I think about it is this: women generally hold the gauge and the key to like sex and when sex happens. So like, if I think that that's probably why Millie feel okay with the premise of if I want to get naked, it's because I want sex, and because when I want sex, it's time for sex. If a man wants sex, it's not necessarily time for sex unless she wants it. So, like, to their point, sure, you can walk by with a hard dick. That doesn't mean you're going to jump in a pocket. You're not going to get in a hot pocket. Just because, you know what I'm saying?
I don't even want to do it. I just want to
you might. You might because you DJ and you, like, you know what I'm saying?
Alleged.
You just live a different life.
Alleged.
But...
They say.
Right. I'm sick of this nigga. Like, this is my dog, but I'm sick of it. Like, I'm tired of this shit. I'm just understanding that women, like, just, and women agree that they hold the key to sex. Men, we hold the key to commitment. Women hold the key to sex.
So what you're telling me is that a woman can throw herself at a man and can't be turned down? That's the key? What's the key? I need to know what the key is.
He's saying that women either accept it or deny it.
So men don't have that same opportunity?
They absolutely do, but it's more common for a woman to do it.
No, it's just not talked about as much.
What, ambitious to get turned down?
Yeah.
It's
absolutely. Mama said everything that look good ain't good for you.
Can I say, if you put my hands up,
let me talk to him.
If a girl offer a nigga sex, yes, the answer is yes or no.
Alright.
If a dude offer a chick sex
and they ask for groceries or whatever,
the answer.
Yes or no. I was just going to say
yes or no.
Yes or no.
It's no.
It's not true.
What the fuck did you do?
I'm not finished.
What the fuck did you do?
She just might not be sexually attracted to you. She might just think y'all cool, y'all friends.
That happens on both sides of the spectrum.
It does.
It's rare.
Maybe not so much, but it's rare
when it happens for men, though. Because men just be like, I ain't saying all, but most be thirsty.
The thing is, if a girl say yes and a dude say no and a nigga say yes and a girl say no type shit, that's yes. You get that right. But it's all based on when the woman say yes. Because if a dude want a chick and she say no, he can't get her. If a chick say yeah, or if a chick want a dude and he want her, it's yeah.
He cannot
want
it too. Like I'm saying, like it's
yeah. I've turned down
women
before.
Yes, everybody has not.
I've been curved before.
So, yeah, so I don't. I just feel like the. I feel like the playing field is pretty fucking even. Like you just don't hear about the stories as much as you hear about.
That's a different ratio.
Probably because it's more common for a guy to experience that, but
because guys say yes more than women.
Yeah,
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, that's okay, true.
Like, one comment, which is why the woman has the yes. So I'm not going to say, you know, like all yeah. that.
Clearly, but it's rare.
The woman has the yes. She gets the yes.
It's rare.
Like, yeah. It just depends on
I guarantee if a woman been like denied, like an attractive woman, it only happened like maybe once or twice.
What?
I've yes.
definitely been denied.
Bullshit.
More than once or twice. I said
three.
Hey, it all boys.
Well, okay, so
denied what,
okay,
is the way.
My past 30 years.
What are you saying? 20 years.
Because you get naked on niggas and they be like, nah, I gotta go home.
Oh no. Like, you be like, that's never happened. I've never gotten
naked. I think it has to be the naked part.
Oh no, that's traumatized. That's in big. Oh my God.
Right.
I'm like, go home and hang myself.
Oh my God. I got naked. It won't be as crazy. No.
That's crazy.
No, we talking about like.
Oh no, but I've never.
You know, you want to have sex, and
I've never initiated sex in that manner.
And got curved, right? Never,
never,
right?
Never happened.
Okay,
that's what I was saying.
Okay.
I feel like it's just more common with guys than it would be.
I just feel like you hear more stories. It's not more common in any case. I feel like it's pretty much an even playing field. I feel like women take the time to talk about it more.
But then it's strategic, though. I'm never sitting in a room with a person who does not find me sexually attractive.
Exactly.
If I'm in the room,
doesn't
find me attractive, yeah. and I just take all my clothes off, he might ask me to get the fuck out. Like, it's so, that's totally fucking different. Like, you know what I mean? I'm in a room with a nigga who I know won't be. Like, that's why I got naked.
This ain't that.
Yeah, like
you might, bottom line,
you might absolutely be creeped out. Like, what the fuck is this?
No, I get that.
Yeah, you good? Like, yeah,
like, I get that.
That's different. You can't get naked with just anybody.
Well, you can. You know what I'm doing. Cause then when you get embarrassed and they want to tell you to leave, now you gotta scramble and get your fucking clothes.
I never just got naked with somebody. Hold on.
I didn't mean the sock came off of the pants leg. No.
Yo, please.
That's why it's so much easier to do what? Up dick, guys.
Crazy. I feel like, okay, so this
as
is
niggas?
Wait, what's your
that's so
wait, what? What'd you say?
Please correct me. Please correct me. I feel like men cannot count how many times they've been declined, but women
probably can.
There you go.
Can count how many times in their hands.
That's I bet true. You.
How many times they've been declined. I can count in one hand. How many times I've been declined.
Girl was like,
and that's literally two. But I don't know about other women. Okay?
She has to turn out for that.
She has to turn out
that. I
don't
need
that.
That's only two.
No,
two. I'm a bad bitch.
No,
two. I'm a bad bitch.
And I can say their names out loud.
You can feel the whole hand up now.
I'll say their names out loud. I can say their names out loud.
Hey, peace.
Okay, and that includes my kid's father. But still, you know, that's 14 years, motherfucker. All right? You never declined me, right? But true story, and then one other. But that's different scenarios depending on the scenario. So when you seduce somebody,
how many times I've been declined?
You don't just assume. You don't just.
I've been declined a lot. It's always because if you were taller,
there's a difference in my size.
In my life,
on sex, not just getting a number.
Not even on the controls.
Not like on getting sex, like using an opportunity, sitting with somebody, like you trying to get it off, and like you declined on sex. It was a clear cut shot.
And I fucked the shot up.
Beats like that sometimes.
Declined or just didn't take the shot. It's a big difference.
Declined is
like
how
she
ever.
On,
like,
I asked tried and she just was not on it.
I
in
don't.
Any shape or form.
You don't know? We over 10?
Probably like 2 or 3 times in college.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's what you gonna count to?
I'm not shot.
Alright, I'm done with you. Would you count? Let me count first. How many times have I been declined on sex? Times like I've been in a situation where I feel like wanted to have sex and I was trying. It just didn't happen.
I should have tried.
Who was it?
I'm over 10. I'm going to let you know.
Over 10 what?
Over 10
times.
Damn.
Okay.
He's a shooter. That's why. Like,
nah,
I was just going to say, that means he's just
a shooter.
Like,
yeah.
He's like, over the year.
No, I'm not saying
I'm out loud. I mean, he's not proud.
Niggas is over 10. Like, I'm trying to think if I'm over 20. I might be over 20. And I'm trying to think if that's a real... I'll even say it. I'll even claim over 20. I'll claim over 20 just for the sake of the argument.
Common. That's more common.
And I also think that most niggas is over 20.
Yes, thank you.
Times that they've been around
and shit. Most guys would admit.
That
most guys would even...
Most niggas have been in 20... Most niggas have been in 20 situations where they was willing to take their clothes off like Millie was, and they wanted the girl to be down, and she wasn't down.
Well, damn, I don't know about all that shit.
I'm not saying they were
going to take it.
Oh, okay, I'm like, damn,
but
no,
you wanted to.
You said 20?
Times that you wanted to take your clothes off, and a girl did not want to take your clothes off.
So you wanted to, but not actually did it.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, no, for sure. More than 20. Yeah, I want to get naked.
So that's 20 times you wanted sex and the chick didn't want sex. Yeah. Boom. You see how easy that was
for
me?
But,
you see how easy that was for me? You see what I'm saying?
But the thing about it was.
Yes.
It's easy to admit.
And shooting and getting curved is different, though.
Yeah.
Right? It is.
You can't actually count it as an L unless you tried it. Yeah. It's like, if you wanted to, and then you...
Just didn't out of respect. Oh, yeah, that's probably just...
Right. No, that's the same thing.
I don't feel like that's the
what
same
I
thing.
What I did... All right, listen. The category that I brought up was times that I feel like... I feel like this is what I said. Like, because I've been sipping. There's a lot of bottles out here. I feel like I said the times that you would have wanted to get it popping and she didn't want to get it popping, like you would have been willing to do to take your shit off, but you know that she wasn't, like, but you was there trying to make her willing. Niggas have been in more than 20 situations.
Okay, no, I can honestly say I've never been in more than 20 situations. I can honestly say I've never been in more than 20 situations. I can honestly say I've not been in more than 20 situations.
That's because a dude shooting at everything.
I've not been in more than 20 situations without a doubt. I can honestly say
how old are you?
I'm 34.
And I can honestly say I have not been in more than 20. I can say that with confidence. Without a doubt.
Because of the hand.
Without
a
doubt. Because when
stop for a second. It is 52 weekends in a year.
For sure.
That means, so listen, that's just Saturdays and Sundays. Friday, Saturdays and Sundays. You telling me that out of 52 weekends in a year, you gonna got through 33 and 34 weekends of 52 a year. Let me do some math. Oh, give me a second.
No, well, don't tell me.
How'd you get your damn point?
I'm gonna do 52 times 33.
You being petty as fuck right now.
Out of 1,716 days, there weren't 20 times that there was a chick that you was chilling with that you wanted to fuck that she didn't necessarily want to fuck
you. 1,000 days?
Out of 1,700.
So...
1,700?
So five...
Don't even worry about it.
Less than 6 years.
No, we're 17.
Yeah, no,
17,
not 20 more instances. I'm sorry.
Because
you know what I'm doing?
By 20.
You know what I gotta do? It's just what I gotta do. For one, I'm already fucking short. Fuck you. So I'm already short. So I gotta make sure what I'm looking at.
Yeah,
and I'm making sure.
All you gotta do is shoot.
I gotta make sure I'm shooting at the. I gotta make sure what I'm shooting at, I'm not gonna fucking miss. So I'm not gonna waste my time. After I don't court somebody, because I'm used to courting people. I need to talk to you and get to know what you like.
You have an over 85% completion rate.
Okay, that's fine.
85.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah.
85. Because you know, I know for a fact that over 20 is crazy for me.
85.
Over 20 is crazy. I don't. 20? That's crazy. Because I'm paying attention to energy, I'm paying attention to vibes, I'm paying attention to moves. Oh, she don't like little niggas. She don't like short niggas. Okay. Oh, she likes short niggas. I know she do. And she tall. She can shut up the top cabinet.
I don't think
it's useful. Oh, so you telling me you don't...
I pick and choose, I pay attention.
You telling me you don't ever get to chill with no chick that don't necessarily want to fuck...
No, I chill with chicks. I still got people I talk to this day that... When they found out how short I was, they was like, no, we can just be friends. And I still are cordial friends with
them. You don't have 20 of them?
Hell no. Hell no.
How many friends do you have that you chill with that you want to fuck or wanted to fuck?
I can't chill with nobody because I don't sleep with most
of them. I'm done with you.
I'm dead at... I don't have no reason to fucking
you
lie.
You just detailed chilling with chicks.
I chill with you in college.
I'm done with you.
I chill with three females in college.
I'm done.
And you know two of them.
I'm the only one. I'm the only one to come to keep it real on the podcast.
Oh, here we go. So if you call him, I'm Mr. Bullshit. I don't have no reason to lie.
I'm the only one.
I don't shoot at shit. If I don't have a feeling in my backbone, I'm not about to shoot at shit. 20 times is ridiculous. If you don't know what you shooting at by the eighth time, nigga, stop doing what you're doing. If you don't know what you're shooting at by the eighth time, call it quits. 20 times? That's crazy, bruh. 20 times is crazy.
No, it's
you
not.
Still ain't got it right by number 10?
There are 50.
If you ain't got it right by number 8, leave it alone.
You talking about somebody that's shooting all the time.
I'm not shooting all the time.
You got other shit to do instead of to be fucking
and
all
once you
day.
Shoot and you switch, you got it. Like, I don't understand. It'd be a long time of that shit. Like,
I don't have more than 20. I don't have more than 20. I can say that.
This would be a poll. Then niggas might lie on the poll.
I have no reason to. People know me. People know who
DJ, I don't even know why I'm arguing with you. Because I know that you live a different life. I always detail that. And so you live a different life.
I don't say no names.
I'm going to tell you that most niggas have 20 nights in their lifetime when they thought that they was going to try to swag up and she wasn't trying to fuck.
That's crazy.
I feel like them niggas not strategic then.
That's
like,
20 nights? That's crazy. I'm sorry, that's crazy.
You're chewing at everything. Like, all different types of bitches. Like, for real, like...
20 is not a large number. I need
to... He's talking about in a lifetime. He's talking about...
Nigga, there's 52 weeks out of the year.
In our 30s. We're not 75.
I'm still saying that's crazy.
Right, we're in our 30s.
I knew what it was by 8.
Stop. Stop, DJ. I'm done with you. At 52 weeks out the year... You telling me there wasn't 20 times since the time that you was like, I was going out to the clubs in Cleveland, like in the flats, maybe about 16, maybe in my 15, probably about 16, 17.
You was shooting at everything. Anything you like, you was shooting at.
That's your frame of reference. Like,
Jesus Christ. I haven't even finished. Listen to what the fuck I'm trying to tell you all. Look, listen. Going out to the club since 16, 17. At the age of 36 years old. You understand what I'm saying? That's well over a decade. There are 52 weeks in the year. If niggas is telling me there's not been 20 times that they chilled with a chick that they wanted... They didn't necessarily want them the way that they wanted them. Then you're sure. Like, you didn't chill with chicks that much. Like, you know what I'm saying?
or you got the one chick that you just fucked for a long time.
Exactly. DJ. Or it wasn't shooting at everything.
Thank you.
DJ.
I don't have more than 20. I'll be that one in whatever number you want to put me in.
DJ. you live an anomaly's life. And I'm gonna take you out of it. And I'm gonna take you out of it. But I'm gonna tell you, the regular niggas have been around 20 girls. 20. 20. In their lifetime, that they would have, or they would have gave the whatever time that they could have gave them of their life. You know, 20 girls is not a lot of girls to be around, and not, like, it's not a lot of girls. Like, y'all are being very silly, like, you know what I'm saying?
I just know my track record.
What is the percentage of girls you've been around that you feel like you've, like, your percentage?
At the most?
No, but your percentage of girls you've been around that you've, like, completed whatever you wanted to do.
Completed whatever you
wanted to do. What we talking?
Like, the number of girls that I've fooled around with compared to who I just
pursued.
Like, what's the your girl, the numbers of girls.
Like 78. Like, no bullshit.
78.
And you know why it was like, the reason why it was that way is because I didn't fucking try. It wasn't never a thing. I was that guy like, oh, he cheated on you. Oh.
78% of the girls that you've been around. And that's.
Don't talk to me.
Yeah, that's my point. DJ.
So that means 22%.
What are you talking about? No, I wasn't the guy that pursued women because I was, for one, I was too shy. I'm not making this shit up. I was too shy to talk to women. I was short. No one wants to talk to the short guys. Just somebody's like, hey, you know, you cute.
So DJ,
oh, am I?
DJs.
I got some
all I'm saying is.
I got a okay.
Like, what the fuck?
All I'm saying is you have to shoot in your lifetime. You have to have shot at very few women. Or in not being able to chill around them, or you, every single woman that you chilled around, like 78%. Like, what I'm saying is, it out of 52 weeks out of the year, you know what I'm saying?
You didn't, I don't think I met you my freshman year in college. I think I met you my sophomore year.
DJ, I don't care. All I know is that's over 10 years ago. Like, if we're just talking about, like, we're talking about weekends, like, you know what I'm saying?
Talking to a guy here that, you know, I don't, I'm making this shit up, man.
That's 520 days, like, you know what I'm saying? That's 520 weekends. That's times two. And you're telling me out of all the 520 weekends since we've known each other.
How did you just get that number?
Because 52 times 10.
Oh.
And there's 52 weekends. So times 2, that's 104. So times 10, right. So times 10, that's 1,040 days. So you're telling me out of 1,040 days, there weren't 20 times you were around a chick that you would have fucked that didn't necessarily want to fuck you. And that's cool. And that's totally, to be honest.
I was married for some years too, though. You gotta remember that.
How long were you married?
That was like almost 3 years. Those
DJ's okay, I believe.
He's
gonna love
you.
Don't get me wrong. When I did talk to women, I didn't talk to a lot of women because it was a lot of women was didn't want to date because of my height. But then when I got in my bag and I realized, I'm like, oh, I'm an acquired taste. I did talk to a lot of older women. I talked to a lot of older women, 40s, 50s, almost 60s.
You shy at what would go in, yeah. It makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't, 20 is still an outrageous number for me to be turned down on. I'm just saying.
In your lifetime, you're telling me you haven't been around have 20 not. Women that you wanted to have sex with that you didn't have sex with.
Exactly.
Okay. I have. I'm not as much as a hoe as people want to make me out to be.
Oh,
I'm
a big hoe. Big hoe.
I don't think it has to do with anything about being a hoe. I think it has to do with... That doesn't mean, like, you're a fucking hoe just because you're shooting your shot.
No. What I'm saying is if I...
You don't think that makes you a hoe because you're shooting your shot at everything?
I'm not talking about everything. I'm just saying.
Wait,
shooting your shot at people makes you a hoe?
I don't think that makes everything? You a hoe. Not, you're saying everything.
Why? How are you? How are y'all equating everything just by being around 20 people that, like being around 20 people that you wanted to have sex with that didn't necessarily want to have sex with you that time that they were around you, does not mean that you're a hoe.
You're saying everything, but it's not literally 20 women in front of you and you want to fuck.
There are 52 weekends out of the year.
He's talking about.
I'm really trying to understand at like not in a lifetime. You've been on 20 days out of your life, 20 days, 20 nights out of your life. That you were around somebody that you kind of wanted a vibe with, that didn't want to vibe with you, that doesn't seem like you're shooting at everybody.
When he gets the point,
I mean, it's a lifetime. It's not necessarily.
That's not.
You're not fucking everybody in the night.
I feel like we're the selected few. We can just count us as a selected few. I honestly don't have more than 20 times in my head.
DJ. Not having 20 times that you've been around somebody that you wanted to fuck doesn't mean that you shoot at everything.
150
years? Yeah. Alright, man, let's say something to the people before we get about here.
Be drinking love, people.
Hey, don't shoot that shit that don't want you.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't up the pipe.
Be strategic. Get a lane.
Keep that shit cocked in the pocket.
Stay safe.